Psalms, week 2, day 4. God shall come and shine forth. Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. God Jehovah, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun even to its going in. Out of Zion, the perfection of the completeness of beauty, God has shined forth. Our God shall come and shall not be silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, to make judgment for his people. Gather my merciful ones to me, those who have cut a covenant with me by sacrifice. And its heavens shall tell his justice, for God, he is a judge, Selah. I will not take a bullock from thy house, nor he-goats from thy pens. Sacrifice to God confession, and pay to the Most High thy vows, and call me in the day of adversity. I will set thee free, and thou shalt glorify me. In the summary of the spiritual sense, the advent of the Lord is treated of at the beginning, where it talks about God shall come and shall not be silent. The Lord will come for judgment to those with whom is the church. And then the rest of the psalm is about the stages of vastation of the church, how the Lord does not desire sacrifices and external worship. He desires confession of the heart. External worship is of no avail as long as evils are committed. They are doing evils, and therefore evil befalls them. So that's the overall subjects of Psalm 50. So then, reading about this psalm in the spiritual sense, the Lord always comes when we need him. Arcana Celestia 4060. The Lord has come whenever the church has been vastated, not indeed in person, as when he assumed the human by birth and made it divine, but by means of appearings, either manifest, as when he appeared to Abraham in Mamre, to Moses in the bush, to the people of Israel on Mount Sinai, and to Joshua when he entered the land of Canaan, or not so manifest, as by inspirations, through which the word was given, and afterwards through the word itself. Divine truth, in which the Lord is in his glory, is meant by out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shall shine forth. By Mount Zion is signified heaven and the church, where the Lord alone is worshipped. Now explaining the words, God has called the earth from the rising of the sun even to its going in. We read in Apocalypse Explained 401, because the sun signifies the good of love to the Lord with man, from the rising of the sun even to its going down signifies all who are in the good of love to the Lord, from the first to the last. From the rising of the sun, meaning from the first, and unto the going down of the sun, meaning to the last. All in heaven dwell according to quarters. Those who are in the good of love to the Lord dwell from east to west. Those who dwell in the east are those who are in a clear good of love. Those who dwell in the west are those who are in an obscure good of love. Explaining the words, a fire shall devour before him, we read in Apocalypse Explained 504, as the fire that comes down out of heaven, which in its origin is divine love, becomes a consuming fire when it is received by the evil. In the word, such fire is attributed to Jehovah. Hellfire has no other source than the change of the divine love into evil loves and into dreadful lusts of doing evil and inflicting injury. Questions and comments. Number one, in what ways did God shine forth when Jesus came into the world? Literally, and spiritually. The psalm says that he spoke, that he called to the earth, and that he was not silent. He cast out the money changers and the people selling animals for sacrifice. He showed he does not desire external worship, but confession of the heart. In such teachings and actions, he showed us who he is and what he is like. Number two, God called the earth even to the coming in of the sun. He reaches out to people who have only an obscure love of the Lord and their neighbor, as well as those in a clear love. We can be very grateful. Number three, the fire of life from the Lord is creative and consuming. Is creative and renewing, but to the evil it feels burning and consuming because it is opposite to the lusts they love pursuing. Then they blame the Lord for the frustration of not being able to do what they want and to destroy everything.